Maureen Reagan, the daughter of former President Ronald Reagan and Jane Wyman, died yesterday at her home in California after a long battle with skin cancer. An outspoken feminist who openly disagreed with her father on such issues as abortion and the Equal Rights Amendment, Maureen Reagan ran for public office twice. In 1992, she finished second among 11 candidates for the Republican nomination for a new House seat. From 1987 to 1989, she was co-chair of the Republican National Committee and created a political action committee that supported more than 100 female candidates. Frank Fahrenkopf co-chaired the Republican National Committee with Maureen Reagan.
Of all the Reagan children, it appears that Maureen was really the only one who was bitten with the political bug. And she was a tremendously aggressive, outspoken advocate for causes that she supported. And, of course, the number one cause for her was Ronald Reagan.
After her father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, Maureen Reagan traveled across the country to talk about the disease. In April of last year, she testified before Congress to get more funds for research.
This disease is a thief that sneaks into the brain and robs a family of everything that is dear. And there's a little bit of glimmer of hope that perhaps we've been spared some of the ravages of this disease. But it is an equal opportunity disease, and it doesn't make special arrangements for former presidents or first ladies.
Sheila Tate was Nancy Reagan's press secretary and has remained a family friend. She says politics drew Maureen and Ronald Reagan closer together.
They were very much alike in personality. They had a sunny outlook on life and an incredibly funny sense of humor, an irreverent sense of humor, but a huge faith in the country. And both of them were real political animals.
In 1990, Maureen Reagan described her relationship with her father and her own passion for politics in her memoir, First Father, First Daughter. Maureen Reagan died at her home in California yesterday. She was 60 years old.